It is day two on Mackinac Island at the Detroit Regional Chamber's big annual policy conference. Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, joins us now from the island. Rick, education certainly seemed to be front and center at the conference today. Fill us in.
Yeah, actually, a lot of the sessions seem to be focused on education reform, and particularly what's going on in the Detroit schools, although there are certainly implications statewide. That we had Michelle Rhee. She's the leader of Students First. She's the CEO, and she's kind of controversial in the education reform movement. She came and talked to this group and basically advocated for merit pay, for more student choice, for things like that. The governor announced that the foundation that will pay for the educational authority that will run the state's most persistently low-performing schools is $60 million towards a $100 million goal. And the idea is that it will be entirely privately funded. And so, we're hearing a lot of talk about that. And all of this is happening under the backdrop of an education budget that was just sent to Governor Snyder that basically stalled enactment of the Common Core standards. They're sort of national standards that are supposed to make sure that every state and every school are measuring student performance in the same fashion. And the Educational Achievement Authority, which is right now operating in Detroit, legislation that would move that statewide is still stalled in the Senate. So there's a lot of push here to the legislature. The governor has backing from his friends in business saying, get that stuff done.
And Michelle Rhee is very much in favor of the Common Core standards.
Yes, very much so. As a matter of fact, the legislature has taken a couple of grenades from the people who spoke here. Jeb Bush yesterday made a pretty passionate plea for Michigan to not back out of adopting those standards, and Michelle Rhee basically backed that up today.
Meantime, politicking is in full force because that's just what happens at Mackinac, isn't it?
Oh, there is plenty of politicking up here. It's really the Democrats are the most prominent at this moment. That yesterday, Jeb Bush, who was a Republican governor, like Rick Snyder, as a matter of fact, they're sometimes compared. He gave a pretty full-throated endorsement of Rick Snyder yesterday. But really, the field has been left to Mark Schauer, who it looks like is going to be the governor's Democratic adversary in November of 2014. That Gary Peters, the so far uncontested Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate seat that's being vacated by Carl Levin, that he's been pretty prominent here. Both of them roaming the porch and the halls, glad-handing, raising money, and
accepting any and all contributions, right?
Well, as a matter of fact, Mark Schauer filed his for his campaign committee on Tuesday because it is illegal for a candidate to accept a campaign check without a campaign committee to take the check.
And finally, Rick, what's on tap for tomorrow, which is really the last full day, isn't it?
I said that the candidates for the Senate and governor here, and also we've got Detroit mayoral candidates. People are talking about a new Detroit Free Press poll that shows it to be a dead heat between Mike Duggan and Benny Napoleon, although there's still plenty of room for a candidate to move ahead, and so we're hearing from them. Tomorrow we will hear from the legislative leaders about what's going on in Lansing, and, based on what we just talked about a few minutes ago, Cindy, one might expect they got some splaining to do. And we're actually, as soon as this conference wraps up tomorrow, we're going into another conference. The governors of the Great Lakes states are on their way to Mackinac Island for a two-day conference tomorrow and Saturday that will deal with issues like invasive species and maybe some regional economic questions.
Also, we'll get updated on that next week. Well, thank you so much, Rick, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Good talking to you from Mackinac.
My pleasure.